That's right. It's time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leak through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 18th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 293 BC, the oldest known Roman temple to the goddess Venus was founded, starting the institution of Vinalia Rustica, the grape harvest festival. 1572, the Huguenot king Henry III of Navarre was married in Paris, France, to Margaret of Valois in a supposed attempt to reconcile Protestants and Catholics. The trial of the Pendle Witches, one of England's most famous witch trials, began on August 18th in 1612. 12 individuals were charged with the murders of 10 people by the use of witchcraft. One died in prison, and of the 11 that remained, 9 women and 2 men, 10 of those were found guilty and executed by hanging, while one was found, thankfully, not guilty. 1783, a huge fireball meteor was seen across Great Britain as it passed over the east coast. In 1903, German engineer Carl Jatho allegedly flew a self-made motorized gliding aeroplane 4 months, on August 18th, 4 months before the first flight of the famed Wright brothers. So that would have made him the first one to successfully glide a heavier-than-air aircraft. Unfortunately for him, the history books don't remember it that way. The Hardest Day Air Battle took place as part of the Battle of Britain on August 18th in 1940 between the British and Nazi Germany. At that point, it was the largest aerial engagement in history, with heavy losses sustained on both sides. 1966, the Battle of Long Tan was a decisive Australian victory in the Vietnam War on August 18th. Only 108 Australian soldiers were attacked during monsoon rains by a force believed to have numbered between 1,500 to 2,500 Viet Cong. But the Australians held them off, resulting in 18 Australians killed, compared to at least 245 killed on the Viet Cong side. You may not be aware, but today is Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day. Similarly, in 1971, Australia and New Zealand decided to withdraw their troops from Vietnam. August 18th in 1976, in the Korean Demilitarized Zone, the Hatchet Incident resulted in the deaths of 2 US soldiers. Now, these soldiers had been part of a work party cutting down a poplar tree that partially blocked the view of UN observers when they were assaulted and killed by the North Koreans, who claimed the tree was planted by Kim Il-sung. 3 days later, American and South Korean forces launched Operation Paul Bunyan, an operation that cut down the tree with a show of force to intimidate North Korea into backing down. August 18th in 1983, you might remember or might have heard of this one, Douglas Crabb, after being refused entry due to intoxication, rammed a 25-ton Mack truck through a hotel wall in Yallara in the Northern Territory, killing 5 people. He was soon captured, arrested and imprisoned for 5 life sentences, denied parole late last year. And finally, in 1986, Janine Haines became the leader of the Australian Democrats and Australia's first female party leader on August 18th. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. Meriwether Lewis of the famed explorer team Lewis and Clark was born on this day in 1774. Hollywood star of the 50s and 60s, Shelley Winters, was born on this day in 1920. Patrick Swayze, one-time sexiest man alive, was born on August 18th in 1952. And some other terrific actors. Robert Redford is 81. A funny man, Dennis Leary, is 60. Christian Slater and Edward Norton are both turning 48 today. And Andy Samberg of The Lonely Island and Brooklyn Nine-Nine is 39. Some famous musos for you as well. Original drummer for Foreigner, Dennis Elliott, is 67 today. Pianist David Benoit is 64. John Schwartz, the longtime collaborator of Weird Al Yankovic, is 61. Romy Madley Croft, frontwoman of the XX, is 28, but we are going in on this one today. Going out to producer Richard David James, better known as Aphex Twin. He's turning 46 today, much celebrated for his influential work in the fields of ambient and IDM. Played some of his stuff on 2SER before, and I will say, if you've never seen his music videos, check them out. They're an absolute trip. Going out on this one from Aphex Twin, this is Alberto Balsam for This Day in History on 2SER 107.3. Thank you.